For marketing agencies and social media managers looking to prove the value of their work, I've got something special for you. Agora Pulse is not only Social Media Examiner's tool of choice as an all-in-one social media management tool, it also allows you to track the traffic, conversion, and revenue from every social post, comment, and private message. Learn how to prove your social media ROI with a free training or a free trial by visiting agorapulse.com/SME today. Again, agorapulse.com/SME.
Hey there, Mike Stelzner coming to you with a fascinating update you might not be familiar with. Did you know that Social Media Examiner can deliver all the marketing training, news, and trends, insights that you need into your inbox 3 days a week when you sign up for our newsletter, and it's completely free? Simply visit socialmediaexaminer.com/getupdates and take your marketing to the next level.
Welcome to the Social Media Marketing Podcast, helping you navigate the social media jungle. And now, here is your host, Michael Stelzner.
Hello, hello, hello. Thank you so much for joining me for the Social Media Marketing Podcast, brought to you by socialmediaexaminer.com. I'm your host, Michael Stelzner, and this is the podcast for marketers and business owners who want to know what works with social media. Today, I'll be joined by Andrew Hubbard, and we're going to talk about how to create ads on Instagram that works. And we're going to go deep into Instagram story ads and also into ads inside the newsfeed. I think you're going to find solid gold in this interview, especially if you are not customizing your ads for Instagram. By the way, if you want to reach me, you can tag me on Instagram. I am at Stelzner, or you can email podcast@socialmediaexaminer.com. Now let's transition to this week's brand new discovery.
Helping you stay alive in the social jungle, here is this week's survival tip.
This week, I'm joined by Eric Fisher with a brand new discovery. What'd you find, Eric?
I found a brand new podcast app for your listening enjoyment. And before you ask, no, we do not need yet another podcast listening app. However, this one brings something new to the table, which is the socialization and discovery element that is not found anywhere else.
What's it called?
It is called Swoot. It is spelled S-W-O-O-T. And its subtitle is Podcasting with Friends.
Talk to me. What does that mean?
Yeah. So what this means is you can import all of your podcast subscriptions from any of the other mobile apps that you're using on your phone, and it is cross-platform, so that means that you won't miss out on any of your friends. It's iOS and Android friendly, and you import your friends. Like, you can sign up and say, hey, who are my Twitter friends? Who are my Facebook friends? Who are my, you know, who are my friends, what's the other thing on your contacts in your phone? And then you can see and subscribe to what other people that are your friends and see what they're listening to, see what they played, and then they can even kind of in app make social posts. It's almost like a kind of mini inside the app Facebook, where you can say, I just listened to this episode of, for example, the Social Media Marketing Talk Show, and this discovery that Eric Fisher had on it was really great. Check it out, you know, and you can do that and your friends will see it.
So it's a podcast player with a social component, and the key is that you and your friends need to be using it, and then you will be able to see what they're listening to, and they'll be able to see what you're listening to. Am I hearing that right?
Yeah, that's exactly right. And the other really cool aspect is there's the ability to see specific episodes that they listened to, or tap through and browse that entire podcast just because you saw them play one of the episodes. And even you can click the download button on specific episodes and not have to subscribe to the whole show there to check it out because they recommended it in their feed inside the app.
Cool. Where do we find this thing?
So this is a really cool app. And the way that you find it is just by going over to their site, which is just swoot.com. I'll spell that. It's S-W-O-O-T.com.
Thank you so much, Eric.
You're welcome.
Did you know that we can deliver awesome marketing info directly into your inbox? Simply subscribe to our weekly newsletter that comes out 3 days a week. You won't miss any of the updates going on in the world of social marketing. Visit socialmediaexaminer.com/getupdates. And now for my interview with Andrew Hubbard.
helping you to simplify your social safari. Here is this week's expert guide.
Today, I'm excited to be joined by Andrew Hubbard. If you don't know who Andrew is, you need to know who he is. He is a Facebook and Instagram ad expert. He's the founder of Hubbard Digital, an agency that runs Instagram and Facebook ads, mostly for information products. And he also has a course called Amplified Ads. Andrew, welcome back to the show.
Thanks, Mike. Excited to be back.
So today, Andrew and I are going to talk about Instagram ads, something I really haven't zoomed in on at all on this show. And I'm super excited to talk about how to create Instagram ads that convert. We're going to get into all sorts of interesting rabbit trails, if you will, specifically about Instagram ads. But before we go there, Andrew, question for you. Why should marketers use Instagram ads? Because so many people probably are just using, you know, Facebook ads, and maybe they're not putting as much money into Instagram. Talk to us a little bit about that.
Yeah, look, I think at this point, if you're running Facebook ads, Instagram, it's become a must do. And the reason for it, there are a couple of reasons. First of all, Instagram, it's a rapidly growing platform. I'm not sure about the numbers, but compared to Facebook, but Instagram is growing really, really quickly. And so it's somewhere where if you're not there already, you really are going to want to be there in the near future, because that is where the eyeballs are. That's where the attention is going. And we need to be where the attention is. We need to be where those audiences are. So that's the first reason. The second reason I think we should really be, you know, pretty much everybody should be using Instagram ads, is because it's another opportunity for us to become omnipresent, for us to get in front of our audience in more places. So a lot of users are using Facebook and Instagram. I know I do. I know, you know, lots and lots of people actually use both platforms. And if you're running ad campaigns and you really want to get your message in front of that audience, doing it across multiple platforms in multiple locations is the most effective way to do it. So if you're only sticking to Facebook, then you're missing out on really positioning yourself as an authority and as an omnipresent figure if you're not running Instagram ads. So I think they're really, really important in today's landscape.
Couple more factoids. I do have some numbers handy. 500 million daily active users of Instagram stories. So that means there's a half a billion people watching stories on Instagram, and this is an ad opportunity for us. That is, right now, according to Mark Zuckerberg, a more economical ad than most of the other ads that are running on the platform. In addition, Facebook has numerous times said that they are running out of real estate on the Facebook primary platform. So there aren't as many monetization opportunities on Facebook direct. You're competing with a lot more people that are there that are running ads. And I don't know exactly, I don't know why I'm thinking 750 million active users on Instagram, but I think that's the number that I had heard. But in addition, when Mark Zuckerberg did his keynote at F8, he used the phrase Facebook and Instagram, Facebook and Instagram, Facebook and Instagram. And a lot of analysts are saying Instagram is the platform that is growing where Facebook is not growing, meaning they've hit about how many people in the world they can get to use Facebook. But Instagram is the primary platform that is growing. And when we have Mark Zuckerberg use the phrase Facebook and Instagram together, it kind of sends a signal to the world that, oh yeah, remember Instagram? That's owned by Facebook people. And a lot of people don't think that. Us marketers, we know that, but there's growth opportunity on the Instagram platform. And some of the research from Social Media Examiner shows that Instagram is the platform people are most interested in learning more about from a marketing perspective. That's the reason we're doing this show today. So I think there's a big opportunity for you to create customized ads specifically on Instagram. Now, I want to ask a little question, which I think is in a lot of people's minds right now, Andrew, which is, is Instagram just for B2C? Do you feel like there's opportunity there for all businesses? Talk to us a little bit about that.
Yeah, absolutely. And Mike, I'm so glad you mentioned Instagram stories, and I can't wait to dig into that in a little bit. We've got plenty of good stuff that we're doing with Instagram stories, so we'll jump into that. But yeah, look, absolutely not in terms of just B2C. We're using it across the board, B2B, B2C, and I honestly think that they're ideal for pretty much every business. So to give you a bit more of an idea on the numbers, I mean, The age bracket on this is 18 to 34 mostly. Okay, that's where most of their users are, but they obviously have a spread right across. It's an even gender split. And yeah, in terms of B2B and B2C, it's very similar to Facebook. So just like on Facebook, how we can go out there and advertise, you know, B2B or B2C and do well, we're doing just as well, if not better, on Instagram for both of those. So the demographics, the people who are in those beta, you know, decision-making positions in B2B, they are also on Instagram. It's definitely not, it doesn't fall into that stereotype that it often gets painted with of, you know, somewhere where people just go to look at, you know, travel photos and things like that. There are absolutely people on there from businesses as well as, you know, from a consumer perspective, and advertising to them is extremely effective. We're seeing numbers that, numbers that absolutely demonstrate that.
We should talk about the obvious difference between Instagram and Facebook. There are still a lot of people that sit at a desk or at a laptop and use Facebook, but that's not true necessarily with Instagram. So while you can browse Instagram on your laptop, most people almost exclusively are utilizing it on mobile, right? So that's an important distinction. You will be reaching people on mobile almost, I would imagine, 99% of the time. On Instagram, where it's more like 95% of the time on Facebook, right?
Absolutely. Yeah. So, and to cater for that, so that is very, very true. And we do this with our Facebook ads as well. We always cater for mobile first, and it's even more important on Instagram. So what I mean by that is you should be writing ads that are friendly on mobile and creating graphics and videos that favor mobile, that are optimized for mobile. But you also need to think about the post-click experience with Instagram in particular, which means your landing pages, your sales pages, everything that happens after somebody clicks on an ad or engages with an ad needs to be 100% optimized for mobile. It needs to look great on a mobile device. It needs to work really well, provide a great user experience, and it needs to be fast. If you don't meet those criteria, then it really, really will affect your ad performance on Instagram.
Excellent. All right, let's talk about placement options. What are all the options we have as advertisers, specifically on Instagram?
Yeah, so we've got two options. We've got the news feed, so which is the standard Instagram feed where you can scroll through. That's the first one. And the second one is Instagram stories. And as you said, it is absolutely blowing up in terms of popularity, in terms of use. Very, very different in terms of the way the newsfeed works, and we'll talk about that. But the big thing, like you said, with stories is it's getting the attention, it's getting the eyeballs. And just to follow up on what you were saying earlier, I was actually speaking to a rep from Facebook, and he was telling me that Instagram stories, now this was a couple of months back, so it may have changed, but the underlying message is still the same. He was telling me that with Instagram stories, it was the only placement at the time that wasn't sold out across Facebook and Instagram. So it was the only placement where demand hadn't yet outstripped supply, which is really, really interesting.
That's shocking considering how many people are watching stories, right?
well, that's why, because so many people are watching them, there's so many ad placements, but advertisers haven't caught up. They're not using them. And that's where those who are nimble and quick can get in and take advantage of these situations.
Let's talk about how the story ad is displayed, just for people that maybe haven't been living on Instagram. Talk to us a little bit about how that works.
Yep. So on a mobile device, full screen, vertical image or video is how it's displayed. So it takes up the entirety of the screen, which is beautiful because it means for us as advertisers that our audience's attention is 100% on us, which is unique. You don't get that in the Facebook news feed in any place.
You don't get it anywhere on any Facebook properties except for this.
exactly right. Yeah, that's right. So it's a full screen takeover, it's vertical, and it happens automatically. So as somebody's going through their Instagram stories, anyone who's used Instagram stories knows that with that experience, you watch a story, once it ends, it automatically flicks over to the next one and then flicks over to the next one. And so they just slot your ads in between. So it just looks like another story popping up in the newsfeed. If you do it well, that's the goal, is to make it look as natural as possible. But yeah, vertical, I believe the dimensions are 1080 by 1920 for those ones. 1920 on the vertical, 1080.
That's like 1080p TV flipped on its side almost, isn't it, or something like that?
It is, Mike. Yeah, that's exactly what it is.
So let's talk about some of the, you know, let's talk about the formats and limitations and all that kind of stuff. Like, how long can an ad be in a story versus how long it can be, you know, in the feed and so on and so forth?
Firstly, let's differentiate between the feed and stories. So we just said stories dimensions are 1080 by 1920 vertical. Feed's a little bit different, and it's square. So you can have different dimensions in the Instagram news feed, but I always recommend square. So you can go a little bit taller. You can go horizontal like a Facebook ad or a more of a landscape orientation, but always recommend square. So I'll just say that first off. And
why?
Is because it looks native.
Ah, okay.
It looks like an actual Instagram post. Mm. What we're finding more and more so is the more you can look like a post from a friend when you're advertising, you know, a post that somebody's just put in there organically from a trusted person, the better the ad will perform. Now, that's a generalization, but it is a rule that we always aim for, because most of the time we see better performance. So that's the reason for sticking to square where we can. If you go with a landscape style image or any other shape, it's an instant flag in the mind of the user that there's an ad. Okay. Mm. And they sort of instantly put up their guard, the banner blindness kicks in, and they keep scrolling down to the next post. So that's why we do that. Now, in terms of differences between the placements, in terms of the creative that you use, the video length, let's talk about video length first. So Instagram stories, we'll start there. You have 15 seconds of video. So you can have a vertical video up to 15 seconds long on Instagram stories. And that's because that's the same length as a normal story that someone puts in the feed organically. So you want to keep your videos nice and short, 15 seconds.
Is it skippable or is it not skippable?
It is skippable.
I see.
So there's two things somebody can do when they see your stories ads. They can either tap on the right-hand side of the screen or swipe across and skip to the next story, so it is skippable. Or they can swipe up. You can have a link there, they can swipe up and take action. So those rules, the 10,000 follower swipe up rule that applies organically to Instagram stories, absolutely does not apply to stories ads. By paying for an ad, you can pop a link in, create your video or put an image in there, and people can swipe up to go across to your landing page.
How do they decide to charge you? Is it they have to watch more than a couple seconds for you to get billed, or you get billed no matter what, even if they skip it?
Same as Facebook, you get billed by the impression.
Yep. I see.
So
even if they skip it after the first couple of seconds, you're still paying for it, right? So make those 15 seconds work, right?
Absolutely. Yeah, exactly. Got to make it count. Yep. So yeah, you want to really look honestly, make it like an organic stories post. You know, grab your phone, hold it up, and start with something that really grabs attention. You want to make it interesting because you want to make those 15 seconds count. Absolutely.
What else do we need to know about the stories ads? Any other formats or placement issues or anything along those lines?
Yeah. So a couple of things with stories ads. So we just talked about the videos, images, same thing. You want to create a nice native looking image. So you can run other images in stories. You could take a Facebook ad in a, you know, normal landscape type image with some text below, like just your normal copy, and you can run that on stories. But if you've ever seen it, it doesn't look great. What Facebook does is it squishes down the image to fit the screen. So you get this little horizontal or landscape shaped image right down sort of in the middle of the screen. The top and bottom just have a background color filled in, and then you get this little snippet of text below that's cut off and they can click more. What you really want to do with an image is create a 1080 by 1920 sized image, very clear call to action, you know, swipe up on that image. So you really want to customize your images for the stories placement as well. That's the other thing that I'll say is super important. So that's images, really new thing that's really, really cool. They've just allowed us to do carousel ads on Instagram stories. So what that means is we can now link up 3 15-second videos as a carousel and place it on Instagram stories. So as we were just saying, we can record a 15-second video. That's great. But But now with the carousel, we can record 3 15-second videos, put them together in a specific order, whichever order we want, upload those as an ad. And then what happens is when it plays in the feed, those 3 15-second videos actually play back to back. So it looks like somebody has just gone on, jumped on Instagram stories, recorded, you know, 3 15-second videos just like they would organically, and they'll play back to back. So you can actually get video ads on stories up to 45 seconds, and those are working really, really well at the moment as well.
If someone skips the first one, does it skip the second and the third automatically, or is it, or how does that work?
No, they've got to skip all three. So it'll skip to the second, and it'll skip to the third. Yeah.
Does it treat this as three? Is this effectively three times as costly as running a single stories ad?
No, it's considered one impression. So your carousel ad is considered a unique.
So what have you got to lose? You got nothing to lose here, right?
Well, yeah, that's a good point. You got nothing to lose. That's a really good point.
You could hypothetically advertise a couple different things or try it from a couple different angles. I'd imagine you could go video still if you wanted to with a call to action on the last one, right?
Absolutely. Yeah.
So that's really fascinating. What's your thoughts on video versus still images in stories and also in the Instagram feed? Because I've kind of seen, you know, both actually. Which do you think is better?
Okay, so we use a combination, but primarily we're using video for stories. The reason being, we're using both, but we're primarily using video. And the reason being because the types of stories that are doing best for us are the ones, now this is a great tip for everybody. So if you want to create a stories ad, this is how I would do it right now. This is why we're using video, because literally the best performing ads that we're using, what we're doing is we're opening up Instagram, we're grabbing a photo, we're creating an Instagram story just like we would if we were doing it organically, right? So we're picking our photo, we're adding in some text overlays, we're adding in some GIFs, some arrows pointing at things, you know, all the things that you'd put in a regular Instagram story that you did, like, you know, exactly the same. Then except instead of publishing it to our stories, I'm hitting the download button, then I'm taking it and I'm uploading it to Facebook as an ad. Okay, as a video ad. So it's there. It's an image background with the GIFs and the stickers and the movement happening on the front, and we're uploading it that way. That's why we're using video most of the time, because those have been incredibly effective for us. We do spend thousands a month on video editors and designers, but we've come in with stories, and literally that's how we're doing it now. And it's cut our lead cost in half in a lot of scenarios where we've gone from professionally designed images that we're using on stories or professionally done videos, even selfie videos where we're just doing it this way instead. And it's working really well. And again, it's because it looks organic. It's because it looks natural. It's because it's what people are used to seeing in Instagram stories.
What about the 20% rule, which for those that explain what that is for people that don't know what that is, and then, you know, explain if it still applies to Instagram story ads and Instagram ads in general.
Yeah. So the 20% rule absolutely applies. It applies to stories. It applies to Instagram newsfeed ads. Okay. And it applies to video and it applies to images. So what it is it's saying that it's not the 20% rule anymore. Facebook doesn't call it that. Facebook actually removed that. And now they have a system where they say, you know, you've got low text, medium text, or high text. Ideally you don't want to be in any of those categories. You just want a green tick that says you're under the text limits. So basically what it means is there is a limited amount of text you can have on an image or video. Okay. If you've got too much text, they will flag you. They'll run the ad for you. They're happy to do that now. In the past, they wouldn't. They would reject the ad and say, sorry, you've got more than 20% text. Now what they say is, we're going to run the ad for you. Sure thing. But you've got quite a bit of text on there, so we're just going to charge you more to run it. Okay, and they'll flag it. They tell you in the ad manager.
They might limit the reach too, right?
They limit the reach. Yep, which essentially means it costs more. So it severely limits you. You definitely don't want too much text. They have a text checker. If you Google Facebook image text checker, you can upload your images there and check it before you upload it. Otherwise, if you upload it to the ad manager, it's going to tell you. Now, that does apply to video, and you might be thinking,
yeah, how do they check that? Because you might have something fly in at the last second or something, right?
exactly. And that's our kind of workaround here, I guess, which is totally legal. It's totally fine to do. What they check is the image or the screen grab that you've chosen as your
thumbnail,
as your initial image, as your thumbnail. Yeah, exactly. That's what they go from. So for the listener, they're probably thinking, well, you know, when you create a native Instagram story ad like I just described, it's often got a lot of text. And that's true. The way we get around that is we simply upload that video that we created in Instagram to use as an ad. We put as much text on it as we like. And then we set our thumbnail to just a plain photograph or a version of the image with less text. So as long as we have that thumbnail selected that's below the 20% text rule, we can go in and have a video that actually has more text than that. And that's totally fine with Facebook and Instagram.
Now, I want to ask about audio with stories versus feed ads, right? Because some people have the audio muted in the feed, but audio is automatically unmuted in stories. Am I right or am I wrong? Help me understand this.
No, you're absolutely right. Except if your phone is on silent and then
it
won't automatically burst out at you. But yeah, you're absolutely right. So we do have the ability to get our message across more effectively with audio in stories. So the way we're using that is that's primarily when we are doing the selfie style vertical video and using it in story. So when we're doing that, we're still captioning it, but we are finding those are quite good because people actually listen to them. We will still often put a little sticker at the bottom. So we'll still often put one of those native Instagram story stickers somewhere on the screen that just says sound on just in case. And we'll still caption it anyway, just as a best practice. I know that's probably for people like me who have their phone on silent all day. But yeah, absolutely. Audio, definitely use it where you can in Instagram stories.
Perfect. Let's talk about feed ads. What do we need to know about feed ads? And, you know, talk to me about that.
Yeah. So feed ads with images, let's talk about what makes an effective image, what we need to know there. Like I said, the text rule does apply. There's nothing we can do about that with our image ads on Instagram. So what we want to do is we want to create square images. And we want to make sure that we don't have more than 20% text. That's the very first thing. The other thing that I'll mention about image ads in the news feed on Instagram is, again, this circles back to that looking native, that desire to look like a native post on Instagram. So what's working really, really well for us at the moment are images that are simply a photo. They're just a photo of the person we're running ads for. They're just a photo of something that's highly relevant to what we're talking about, and they just look supernatural. They look like something that our friend has just posted, as opposed to a professionally designed graphic with, you know, text and you know, all sorts of effects happening and everything that just screams ad. You want to go as native looking as you can. So often, you know, plain photos working really, really well for us in terms of creative on the newsfeed. Square. Now, video.
Oh, wait, hold on a second.
All right.
Yeah. So a lot of people are like, whoa, what about the call to action? So talk to me a little bit about that.
Call to action is a little, so what we want to do with Instagram, we want to keep the call to action in our copy. So because we don't have anything necessarily in the image, we need to rely on our copy. So a few things, let's talk about the copy for our Instagram feed ads, because we didn't actually touch on that with stories, but with stories, you've only got a graphic, you've only got an image. You don't have copy like you do on the news feed and like you do in the Instagram feed. So normally you would have an ad in, you know, if we're talking Facebook or Instagram feed, you would have an ad and you would write a chunk of copy. You don't have that with stories. So back to Instagram news feed, you do have that. So we have a plain image, which we can get away with because we have copy where we can have that call to action. Now, the big thing to note about copy in Instagram versus copy on Facebook is people can only see a very, very small amount of your copy on Instagram in the newsfeed compared to what they can on Facebook. So if you think of a Facebook ad on a mobile device, generally what you will see is you'll be scrolling through your feed on your mobile. You'll see an ad at the very top. It will have the page, you know, who it's from. Then it will have a big chunk of text, which is the copy. Then you'll have an image and then you'll have a headline. So when somebody first sees that ad on Facebook, they can see a headline plus you know, two or three paragraphs of text. When they first see an image in the Instagram newsfeed, they can see probably about 10 to 15 words of the copy, and that's it. So what you want to do is you want to write, you've got to make the absolute most of that first sentence, because if you've got a photo with no text, you have to have a really, really strong opening sentence in your Instagram ad copy so people click the more button and then they'll read the copy and see the actual call to action. If you don't do that effectively, then yeah, you'll definitely take a big performance hit. Does that make sense?
Yeah. When you expand the text, how much more text can you have on the Instagram ad?
You can have as much as you want. So you can have thousands of words if you want.
How does that look on Instagram? I mean, does that just
actually,
like...
Actually, no, a lot. It's 2,000 characters. Sorry, Mike.
Okay. Yeah. So how does that work on Instagram exactly? Is it kind of just the text? Is the text above or below the image on the ad?
The text is below the image.
I see. So it's just like a regular post, really, is what I'm hearing you say, right? It's like looking at the comments almost?
It's just like a regular post, exactly. And so what used to happen was, just like Instagram with a regular post, we used to struggle with spacing, right? It was just like Instagram, how we, you know, if we wanted nice paragraphs and new lines and white space, it was difficult. And we would have to do things like put a period or a full stop, you know, every time we wanted to create spacing and new lines to make our ads readable. But now they've actually changed that. So it's, if we just write an ad in the ad manager, space it out nicely with paragraphs and empty lines, that then actually translates and is formatted nicely in Instagram. So it looks very clean now.
If you put a hot link in there, is it active or is it not active in an ad?
It's not active. So that's the thing. We always customize our Instagram ads versus our Facebook ads so that they say, instead of saying, click this link to do X, Y, and Z, now what we do is in our Instagram ads, we say, click the learn more button, and we have little emojis pointing up to the learn more button. Click the learn more button to, you know, take the next step, to get the PDF, to sign up for the webinar, whatever that may be. So we're tailoring our messaging there as well so that we're not creating confusion for our audience and saying, click this link, and they're tapping on their phone screen and they can't go anywhere. So yes, absolutely. It's really important to cater for that.
Can you change the call to action to other than learn more, or is that your only option?
No, we do have, there's a list exactly the same as Facebook call to action. So there's things like book a call, shop now, learn more. A whole series there of pre-selected, like there's a predetermined list. You can't customize your own, but you must choose one.
So just so I'm clear, you see the graphic and then you see the first like 10 words and then the learn more button, and then is there an expand button, or what's the difference between the learn more button versus the read more, or what do they call that button? You understand what I'm saying?
Yeah, I do. So what you'll see is you'll see the image, and you'll see a small bar underneath the image. That's the learn more button. So there'll be a little bar that says learn more, and then underneath that you'll have the first 10 lines of the copy, and then at the very end of the copy there's a little more button that people can tap to expand the text.
Perfect. Okay. Awesome. Now let's talk about video. You have what, 60 seconds in the newsfeed? Is that correct?
Yes. So you've got 60 seconds in the newsfeed for your Instagram videos. That's right. So again, you want to go for a square video. You want to keep it nice and short. And you definitely want to have these captioned because, as you said, there's no automated, the sound isn't automatically turned on. So you do want to keep it short, and you want to have those captions so that people can read it if they're in a situation where they don't have their sound on.
Now, what's your philosophy on captions? Because there's, you know, obviously you can upload a SRT file, I think it's called, or you can actually create the graphics with the words baked into it so that it's bigger. Do you have a personal preference?
I do. So I actually prefer to have it baked in. So what we really like to do with our Instagram video ads is create a video, and then often we'll actually create it in a landscape format natively. So we'll record it in a landscape format, and then you've probably seen this in the feed before. We'll add a bar at the top and bottom, and in the top we'll put a headline to tell people what our video is about. And at the bottom we'll have a bar, and that's where we'll embed our subtitles or captions. And the way we do that, I prefer to have it baked in or hard coded in, because we can make it a little bit bigger. We can customize the font, and it just makes it a little bit more readable. Sometimes we can't do that. You know, sometimes we're, you know, short on time. We just want to get something up and running, and then we will just grab an SRT file. If you are, my advice to anybody listening who wants to get started with this, record a video, get an SRT file from rev.com or wherever, you know, wherever you prefer to get your captions created, and just get it up and running. The performance difference isn't going to be huge. It, you know, there is a performance difference, but I highly recommend just, it's one of those things, you know, done is better than perfect, and there is nothing wrong with just getting a video up there with the normal SRT
okay, captions. I want to get clarification on something, because earlier you said it, with images, you want to make it look like it's organic. But with this new philosophy for video, it sounds like it's pretty obvious it's an ad if you're going to take a square, put a landscape video in there, and then put a headline baked into the top of the video, and then baked in, you know, transcript, if you will, on the bottom of the video. So in that particular case, do you find that making it look like it's obviously a video ad works better in this particular circumstance? What's your thoughts?
Yeah, we do. We found that it works better. And I think it's a combination. I think what we're seeing, a lot of people, like Gary Vee is one that jumps out at me, who are doing this just in their normal posts with videos.
Right.
So it's something I think people are a bit more familiar with seeing organically versus images, where people are still mostly just using photos.
Can you do carousel ads in the feed in the same way you can in stories?
Yes, you can. So you can do carousel on Instagram just like you can on Facebook. So very, very similar. Often when we create a Facebook carousel ad, we will also take that and create it the same ad as a carousel for Instagram. And it works really well. There are a few notes that I will definitely love to share on that, just to make them as effective as possible. So with an Instagram carousel, works very similar to a Facebook carousel in that you see the first image, you tap the arrow, and it progresses through. So just like an organic carousel that people post on Instagram, tap the button and it goes to the next graphic. The big, big difference with a carousel on Instagram versus on Facebook is it's the copy. And again, sometimes it's not obvious that it's a carousel, because on Facebook you can kind of see the first image and you can see the beginning of the next one, so it encourages people to scroll across. On Instagram, all you see is just that big first square image, unless people actually see the little arrow to tap and see the next image. Sometimes it's not obvious. So what we like to do is we like to make it obvious in our images by putting an arrow, pointing across, or by even mentioning in our copy to tell people, hey, you know, swipe across and check out the rest of the images. The other thing we like to do is on Facebook, when you create a carousel, you can actually put a headline for each carousel image. So if you've got five images, you can put a little caption or a little headline underneath each image. We don't actually do that on Instagram because it just looks really odd. What happens is the copy stays the same, but as people tap across to view the other images in a carousel on Instagram, the headline, the first line of the copy in Instagram is actually the headline that's linked to each image. So as people tap across, that first line is changing, and it often doesn't make sense in the context of the rest of it. So you just have to be careful there.
Awesome. I'm really interested in ways to make video ads that work, because obviously, especially if we're talking about stories, we only have 15 seconds. So give us some of your wisdom. How in the world can we create a video ad in 15 seconds, knowing that's probably the way most people are going to do it? Like, that doesn't seem like a lot of time. You know, and yeah, we know we can create a story, and we can download it and stuff, but like, let's get to the functional side of it. Like, how do we create an ad that gets someone to take action in such a short period of time?
Yeah. Okay. So I'll tell you a couple of my favorites. So those stories, let's get really specific on, you know, how I would create one of those stories and what content I would put in first. And then we can talk about a custom video with like face to camera. So first of all, let's say I'm running an ad to a webinar and I'm telling people, hey, you know what, I'm hosting a webinar, come sign up. I would take a screenshot of my webinar landing page. I would send that over to my phone, open up the Instagram app, create a story, pop that screenshot at the top of the screen. Then I would put some text down below that said, look, if you want to learn more about running amazing Instagram ads, I just created this cool new workshop. Swipe up if you want to check it out. And I'd add some stickers and an arrow, you know, pointing up to the screenshot of the landing page and, you know, have some stuff around. That's the first one. Really, really simple, I know, but.
And that's just an image. That's just an image. You're not even talking in that one, right? Or are you?
Not even talking in that but it's actually a video because it's got the motion and the moving arrows and things. It actually exports as a video. So it's technically a video ad. Yeah, that's you know, first option. The other thing that I'm really, really loving at the moment is if you get a testimonial or a mention on Facebook or anything that's saying something positive about whatever you're offering. So if you're offering a webinar and somebody, you know, posts on Facebook afterwards and says, oh my God, this webinar was incredible, or they send you an email and they say, thanks so much, that was fantastic, take a screenshot and do exactly what I just said. Take a screenshot, send it to your phone, pop it into an Instagram story, you know, put a text block on there that said, you know, I love when I hear things like this from my students, it makes my day. You know, if you want to check out the same, the webinar that she's talking about, swipe up, just with text and stickers, just like an Instagram story. That, again, will be a video. They're my two favorite at the moment. So really, you can create those in 10 minutes. Really, really simple. Upload them as a video ad. Boom, you're off to the races. Hey, so if you want to go with video, like face to camera, that's the next thing I'll go to. So what I'll do is, again, keep it natural. So no fancy video setups, nothing. I'll grab my iPhone, Android, you know, works exactly the same. Put it in a vertical orientation, sit there, face to camera, and record a really quick, short video. Now, what you need to do a lot in 15 seconds. So these are our goals. If you're thinking about how to structure your video, these are the things you want to do. You want to grab attention. You want to give them a solid reason, like tell them what they're getting, tell them why they need to take action, and then you need a call to action. They're the three things, okay? Sounds obvious, but if you are thinking about a structure for your video, just write those three things on a piece of paper, write down how you're going to do it, and then sit down and record it. So the way you might do it is you might sit down and go, hey, it's Andrew, and if you're an online course creator who wants to learn how to create winning Facebook and Instagram ads, you know, in less than 20 minutes a day, I'm hosting a free webinar. You can check it out. It's happening tomorrow, 5 p.m. Swipe up. Can't wait to see you there. Boom, done. So you're calling out who you want. You're grabbing their attention, telling them what they're going to get, and then telling them to swipe up. Very short.
Are you finding these ads are way more economical than other ads, these stories ads?
Yes, we are. So we're finding that our CPMs, so the amount that Instagram and Facebook are charging us per 1,000 impressions of these, quite low. And again, it's supply demand, right? People just haven't taken advantage. The advertisers aren't there taking advantage of the platform yet. Wow. It's happening. You got to get in quick, but it's definitely a lot cheaper at the moment. Yep.
Outstanding. What else do we need to know? Do you suggest to verbally say swipe up, I mean, in your ads if you can, or what's your thoughts, or really call attention to the swipe up, or is it actually automatically kind of brought attention in ads and you don't need to do anything?
Look, technically it's there at the bottom. It says, you know, swipe up, but we always call out, you know, exactly what to do. We tell people swipe up to do this. The other thing that we like to do is when we say swipe up, you want to give it a few seconds after. So 2 to 3 seconds, you want to have a little pause there after, because think about the user experience. If somebody's watching an Instagram story video, it's 15 seconds long, and then in the last second, you go swipe up to learn more. As soon as that video ends, as soon as it hits the 15 second mark, Instagram rolls over to the next story and it's gone. So you need to give people time to actually process what you've said and, you know, move their hand and swipe up.
Can they scroll back to your ad, or is it gone forever?
They can scroll back, but we find it's much more effective just to give them, you know, 2 or 3 seconds there,
right,
just to take action as opposed to scrolling back.
And that probably scares people. They're like, wow, you just cut my 15 seconds down to 12.
I know, right? I know.
Do you recommend people maybe start with just these images with GIFs on them to begin with, and then when they get comfortable, start putting video to the test? Or do you actually recommend starting with like talking heads? I mean, where do you think people ought to start?
Look, I would start with those natively created stories. So, and then I'd go to those video talking heads second.
Got it.
So I'd start with the other ones. Yeah. But those video ads, you can remember carousels on Instagram. So you can actually go up to 45 seconds.
Right.
So if 15 seconds sounds scary for you, push it out to 30 or 45, no longer than 45, because you can only have up to three, but push it out to 45 and it'll work seamlessly. It'll stitch the three different videos together and work seamlessly. So yeah, you can always
Do you have to create three videos, or can you just upload like a 30-second video and it will automatically slice it up for you?
So you have to create them separately, but I have seen in one account it was actually splitting it up. We had the option for Facebook to split it. So I think they are rolling out those tools. I haven't seen it in all of our ad accounts, but I've seen it in one. So it looks like it's one of those things that they're at least testing, and they'll probably roll out sometime in the future.
Speaking of tools, do you have any suggested tools outside of Instagram natively to help us create any of these kinds of ads that you know, enjoy using?
Yeah, I've got two that I really like that are my go-tos. So Spark is the first one.
By Adobe, right?
So Spark, no. It's called Spark. It's got a little red icon. It's not by Adobe.
Oh.
So this is a really cool little app. And what it does is you open it up and it allows you to create multiple short snippets and it will stitch them together for you. So you open the app, it's got it's very simple. It's got a big red button. You hold down the button and record. And then you let go of the button when you want to stop recording. Then you can change locations. You can, you know, change the scenery, move around, hold the button again and record, and then let go. And then you can do the same. And it will stitch it all together for you. Really, really cool, because it allows you to create videos that hold attention better. It's like having little jump cuts in between, right? So you can move around, change the background, and it helps hold the user's attention. Super easy to use. I can send you a link to this, Mike, so we can pop it into the show notes.
Yeah, if it's just called Spark, I mean, do you have any we'll definitely include a link in the show notes, but do you use it to create the video, and then do you use Instagram to put words over the top of it, or you do all that within the app?
Exactly. No, so I'll use Spark, and then I'll use Instagram to put words over the top of it.
Cool. You said you had a second app also?
Yep. So the other one I use is Clip-O-Matic. So Clip-O-Matic is a tool that allows you to record vertical videos, and it will auto caption it at the same time for you with cool looking captions. So they look a lot better than, let's say, if you uploaded an SRT file. So it will automatically, as you're speaking, caption the video for you. You've got a few different options as to how that looks. It's vertical, which is beautiful because it's exactly what we want for stories. You can do multiple languages even, which is really cool. So Clip-O-Matic is that one. Spark is free. Clip-O-Matic is $7.99. So there's a little cost there. It's a one-time cost, but, for me, I think it's definitely worth it. It's a really cool little app.
Awesome. Well, Andrew, first of all, I want to say thank you so much for illuminating us on all the options we have with Instagram ads. It's my great hope that people will go out and start experimenting with ads on Instagram if they haven't been, and if they have been, that they'll start messing around with maybe some of these creative ideas that we came up with. Where can people find you, Andrew? Where can they discover more about you?
Yeah, so you can find me over on my website, andrewhubbard.co, or Instagram is another great place to find me, funny enough. Andrew N. Hubbard is my username over on Instagram. So follow me there if you want to learn more about Facebook ads and Instagram ads and everything paid traffic.
Yep, and Hubbard is H-U-B-B-A-R-D. Andrew, thank you so much for coming on and sharing your wisdom with us.
Thank you, Mike. Always a pleasure to chat, and great to be on the show again.
Well, what did you think? Pretty awesome, huh? By the way, I'm going to share the show note links in a second because I know we talked about some tools and the links are there. But before I get there, if you have not given this show a review and you've been a regular listener, and especially if you're on the Apple listening platform, I would love it if you just scroll up and give me a review, or go to socialmediaexaminer.com/apple. It's been a while probably since I've had some reviews, and I think it will help me get the word out. And plus, I'd love to know what you think about this show. Okay, now for the show notes. socialmediaexaminer.com/359. That's where you're going to get all the links to those killer apps that Andrew mentioned. And by the way, thank you for listening today. This brings us to the end of yet another episode of the Social Media Marketing Podcast. I'm your host, Michael Stelzner. I'll be back with you next week. I hope you make the absolute best out of your day, and may social media continue to change your world.
The Social Media Marketing Podcast is a production of Social Media Examiner.
Want more good stuff? Sign up for our top-notch social marketing newsletter. We deliver it straight into your inbox 3 days a week. Visit socialmediaexaminer.com/getupdates.